Thank you. Hans Zimmer reportedly broke from convention and did not view raw footage of director Christopher Nolan's Dunkirk while composing the score. Zimmer did visit the city in northern France where the historic 1940 amphibious evacuation of British troops occurred and brought back a jar of sand for inspiration. We just heard Zimmer's music for the climactic sequence, The Oil, here on Deep Threes. Set began with the start of the story, Presentation of the World, off the Raven album by Yari Pekanyan. Cluster, in its third incarnation, spelled with a Q, gave us Euterpe from their album Lachen, or Listen. We then heard the sounds emanating from the Elkwood Animal Staircase. The conclusion of the improvised electronic suite, Poetic Infomercial Experimentalism, from Topaz and Espoir. Dave Liebman, Tatsuya Nakatani, and Adam Rudolph transmitted a cosmogram from The Unknowable. Pianist Vicky Chow of the Bang on a Can All-Stars soloed on the Nocturne from Jacob Supinski's Morning Tale from her Aorta album. Gabriella Montero followed with the first part of Ancestro from her Solatino album. Then we ventured into the Forbidden City with the Hong Kong Philharmonic Orchestra performing the final movement of Tan Dun's Concerto for Orchestra, conducted by the composer for a 2012 album on Naxos. And Yane Numella gave us Intronitus 1 from Cosmos Kalevala. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. In the background, Glissade by Daniel Robert Leahy from Gravity's Kiss. You can find us online at www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening. Thank you.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, online at cjsf.ca, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC, home of McFog the Dog.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In April, volunteers gathered at Elijah Perry Park in Camden, New Jersey, to plant trees. The event kicked off We Grow Camden, an initiative to plant 3,000 trees across the city over the next few years.
A ton of residents stopped through to not just ask what we were doing, but to thank us for doing it. We shared food. We gave away some shade trees for folks that wanted to plant, you know, in front of their home. Yeah, it was a really beautiful day.
Justin Dennis is with the Trust for Public Land, one of the groups leading the project. He says in many low-income Camden neighborhoods, trees are few and far between. So the sun beats down on dark surfaces like pavement that absorb heat, making those areas much hotter than leafier suburbs nearby. Trees help cool cities by providing shade and pulling heat out of the air, and they also filter air pollution and soak up stormwater. So We Grow Camden will help reforest the city and train local residents to care for the trees as they grow.
Trees that are well-maintained along a block or within a community, they tell a story that a community matters, right? And that its future is worth nurturing. It's not just taking care of what's important today, but looking forward in that 50 and 70 years to say, hey, this is your place, stay here.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.